all of a sudden, something was happening in the trolls' world. The trolls stopped what they were doing and began to form a long line. Vivian and Mickey fell into line behind the trolls because it seemed like the proper thing to do. Even the animals of the forest came out and joined the line of trolls. Slowly, the long line of trolls and animals, and Vivian and Mickey, of course, started moving forward.
I wonder where we're going,
Mickey thought.
We'll just have to wait and find out, Mickey,
Vivian thought back. One by one, the trolls, the animals, and Vivian and Mickey entered a huge and very beautiful castle. Inside the castle, there was a very strange sound.
Sounds like a machine,
Vivian thought to Mickey.
No, it's not a machine. It's the sound of a royal carriage, and it's coming into this room,
thought Mickey, who was getting smarter by the minute. Sure enough, through the royal castle door, making the strangest sound, came the royal carriage pulled by 7 beautiful unicorns, each one different from the other. 7 royal trumpeters walked alongside the royal carriage. Once they had all come to a stop inside the castle, the trumpeters produced 7 very long and very straight trumpets. They played a royal fanfare as the troll mayor announced in a very loud telepathic thought. Now presenting Her Majesty, the Queen of Thule. Everyone bowed as the Queen Troll stepped elegantly out of her carriage, smiling and waving to her subjects. Right behind the Queen was her lady-in-waiting, a little girl troll carrying a red velvet pillow. Placed perfectly in the center of this pillow was the royal crown.
It's strange that the Queen isn't wearing her crown,
Vivian thought.
That's because she cannot wear the crown until a rare blue diamond is found and placed on top of the crown.
A helpful troll standing next to Vivian thought back to her.
Oh, I see,
thought Vivian, curtsying politely to the helpful troll. With the Queen and her attendants comfortably inside the castle, the royal coach, led by the 7 unicorns, pulled away. Disappearing out through the castle door, its strange machine-like sound fading into the distance. Much to Vivian's surprise, as all the trolls bowed their heads again, the Queen, followed by her attendants, walked right up to Vivian and Mickey and spoke.
Greetings, my special guests,
she thought out loud in a royal telepathic thought.
Today is a very special day in our troll world. I would like you to be my guests of honor and sit beside me at our royal ball,
thought the Queen, gently touching the girls' and the elephants' heads with the royal wand. Vivian didn't know exactly what to say, but before she could say anything, the Queen asked,
Would you like that?
Oh, yes, very much, Your Highness,
Vivian answered telepathically.
Yes, very, very much,
echoed the little elephant. And with that, the Queen and all her attendants, followed by the 2 honored guests, proceeded into the ballroom. No sooner were the royal party, including a handsome Prince Troll, and all of the troll subjects inside the ballroom, than the royal trumpeters started playing a special fanfare, which led into a royal march.
I wonder what they're announcing this time,
Mickey thought. But before Mickey could think another thought, the town's troll mayor exclaimed,
Presenting the Royal Adventurers!
Before another word could be spoken or thought, 25 troll adventurers, who looked a little like soldiers, but couldn't be soldiers because there are no wars in the trolls' world, so there are no soldiers, arrived through the castle gate. From the back of the adventurer's group, a little boy troll stepped forward carrying a golden pillow. All the trolls in the room gasped when they saw that upon this pillow was a very large and very blue diamond.
What kind of adventures did they have?
Mickey asked.
They traveled to the top of the most dangerous mountain peak to find the rare blue diamond,
the helpful troll replied. The town mayor carefully picked up the jewel, and one of the royal jewelers attached the stone to the top of the crown.
Instantly, the crown began to glow with a beautiful and magical light. The queen smiled and placed it upon her own head, happy that after so many years, she could finally wear the royal crown. Then she announced, "Let the joyous festivities begin in honor of our very brave adventurers. They have made me very happy tonight."